In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Morning Coffee with Dr. T. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I'm coming to you from Cleveland, Ohio. Another rainy day. We've had the most miserable spring here in Northeast Ohio. March was lovely, and we thought we were going to have an early spring. And then all of April and all of May was mostly rainy, and it's supposed to rain every day this week. Well, it's making things green, but I'm really concerned about farming and about if the farmers are able to get in their crops because it's been so incredibly wet. I think about those things because I grew up on a farm. I grew up on a farm in North Central Ohio. If you actually took your finger and put it on a map and you put one finger on Toledo, one finger on Cleveland, and then on your thumb on Columbus, and you drew that triangle right smack in the middle of that is a little tiny town called Attica, which is where I grew up. And I grew up on a farm. We raised standard bred racehorses. And that was my job every day, was to go and feed the horses, and then on Saturday to clean the stalls and to groom the horses as they were getting bigger and get them used to being around people, because there were a lot of foals in there. So when we have this much rain and it's been so dreary, I have a lot of reminiscence back to where I grew up on this, you know, in tiny little town. The town had 800 people. My high school was a consolidation of three school districts, and there were still only 60 people in my graduating class. So it was really small and very rural. And my dad was a chiropractor. My mom had a beauty salon, but most of the people there came from large families and they were farmers. And we lived on a farm. Part of the farm was rented out to a farmer that actually raised soybean and wheat and corn and did the rotational stuff in the land. And so all of this rain brings back those memories from when I was growing up in Attica, Ohio. It was just really small. And it was, and I always worried about, and I worry about all the rain that we've had, and it's now almost June, and and I worry about that. So I don't know if any of you that are listening are farmers, know that I've been thinking about you. I've been praying for you and hoping that you get your crops in, not only for our food supply, but for your income. And that's how you make a living. And being a farmer is really hard work. And you're constantly gambling with your money, with your time, with what you're sowing in terms of seeds, because there's always a wild card in your daily life, which is called the weather. And it's either too much rain, not enough rain, it's too hot, too much sun, not enough sun. And now with the thing that they're doing with the global dimming, and they've started that over the UK, and it's been so cold here. It's been at night, it's been down in the 40s, and in the daytime, it might get up to 60 for most of April and May. So I think, is this what they're planning for us? So it's always cold and dreary. And I certainly hope not. I certainly hope that the Lord stops them from manipulating his great planet that he gave to us, because it's a wonderful place. We have everything that we need if we just take it, love it, appreciate it, enjoy it, and stop messing with it. Just stop messing with it. So anyways, I did look at the calendar. It's supposed to warm up next week, and then suddenly it's supposed to be in the 80s. So we're going to go from 50s to the 80s, and which is been the last couple of years, we really haven't had much of a spring. It just kind of goes from cold, dreary, almost wintry, to heat in summer. And I know down in Florida, because I listen to an internet radio station, it's Z88 FM, Z88.3 FM. It's a Christian radio station. I listen to it all day long when I'm sitting at home working on my computer. And their home office where they're located is in Orlando. And I've been hearing them talking about how unbelievably hot it's been and that the heat index has been over 100 degrees for most of the month of May, which is pretty unusual, I guess, for, Florida. And they've had some pretty big storms already. So, some people I've talked to, Renette Senem, if you don't follow Renette Senem on Substack, you really should, because she's taking on this whole thing about geoengineering. And she had just her Substack that she just posted over the weekend about going from manure on the ground to junk in the sky. And it was really good and very historical from old history of all the manure in the streets in the late 1800s and early 1900s, not only in the UK, but also in New York City. So in her Substack is Foghorn Express. So is the title of her Substack. But you can go out to Substack and you can put in Renette Senem, Senum, and you can find it. And I really encourage you to follow her, support her. She's a dear friend. She does incredible work. And I really enjoy what she's doing and what she's trying to do to help the planet. So we've talked, and she said, well, we're going through a solar cycle right now of global cooling, not global warming, that all of the elite people would have us believe. So I'm glad that the Trump organization is shutting down all of this emission stuff and took away the mandatory electric cars, which created more waste than fossil fuels ever did. And I don't know. I don't know that we'll ever get back to normal with all the AI that's coming our way and all of the surveillance things that have started with the real ID and why we have to show that type of a government ID, a real ID, or your passport to fly around within our own country. To go from Chicago to Orlando, you have to either get a real ID, which is the beginning of social entrenchment, or show a passport to go from Chicago to Orlando. So there's some things inside of the current administration that are disturbing, but there's also some things inside of the administration that are really good. As in yesterday, it was either yesterday or the day before yesterday, when Robert F. Kennedy Jr., our Secretary of HHS, took away off of the schedule the COVID jab for pregnant women and children. Which and I did a little 2-minute video on that yesterday because he's been in office. He was confirmed what today, as of today, 104 days ago. So we've been waiting for this for 104 days, and we hope that it will be more. And we hope that people will start thinking, well, if it's not good for kids and pregnant women, maybe it's not good for anyone, and they will just stop it. And because the messenger RNA technology just needs to be eliminated, and the saRNA that I'm going to be writing about probably next week is going to be even worse. The self-amplifying RNA vaccines are already in, I think, second. They've already been fast-tracked, and they are in clinical trials. And God protect us from that one, because it is going to be even worse than what the messenger RNA vaccines have been. And there's a lot of people that are starting to write about it, but I'm going to write about it this weekend on my Substack. So I hope you guys are following me on my Substack. There's free options, there's paid options, and usually they say subscribe. Substack uses the word subscribe, but really it's just a way to put a little money in the pot and support all the work that we do over there, because we post daily on the Substack now, which is drtenpenny.substack.com. My Eye on the Evidence Substack is on Saturday, and then Walking with God is a different Substack, and that's on Sundays. And thanks to you guys and all the rest of people who are listening to this in the future, we've had about 15 to 20% growth over the last 90 days. So we do a Monday minute, Out on the internet, we post something that's called Testimonial Tuesdays. We're starting a new feature, which is Wellness Wednesdays. Then we've got Throwback Thursday. We've got what is Friday's cookie? It's Fast Fact Fridays.
We
Fast
have,
Fridays.
yes, Fast
Fact
Fact
Fridays.
Fridays, and then from the archives.
And then, no, that's just on the Substack. And so that gets posted on the Substack, that My Eye on the Evidence is on Saturday and Walking with God is on Sunday. And then we do 5 days a week of podcast broadcast too. Monday morning is This Week with Dr. T, which is sort of a newsy program. We talk to a lot of authors on current topics. That's at 11 a.m. Then Tuesday is Happy Hour with Dr. T, which is a scriptural biblical hour that we usually are talking with authors, pastors, Christian businessmen and women who've written really interesting books. And I read all of them. So I'm reading about a book a week right now, which is keeping me pretty busy because I'm not a very fast reader. So that's on Tuesday. And then it gets replayed on Tuesday night on His Glory, and His Glory is undergoing some restructuring for us because we really were complaining that the posts on His Glory, which take a lot of work from the team to get them ready and to put them into the format that they wanted, are very difficult to find. And so hopefully they have they followed through with that. Then on Wednesday, of course, is Morning Coffee, and we post that. It's live at 11 o'clock, and then it also gets posted, and it stays up. And then Thursdays, we do a deep dive Bible study, and Friday, we do From the Archives. And because I can't believe, I was looking at my hard drive the other day, because I was backing up the hard drive, and I was eliminating some older stuff. You know, we've been doing these broadcasts since 2020, and I started the Substack in June of 22. And been consistent with that all of 22, 23, all of 23 and from the end of 23 when I had the stroke through all of 24 and all of 25, kept working with the, and I kept doing podcasts and I kept writing. And so it's been a long journey. And, you know, I took when I started doing podcasts, I took a podcast course with Brian Rose that he was teaching people about microphones and lighting and all those things. And one of the main takeaways I took from that podcast course was when we first started in 2022 was consistently that if you're not going to do it consistently and stick with it for the long run, then don't even start it. So that stuck in my mind. And we've been doing podcasting now since, you know, we used to do live on Instagram. We used to do Instagram lives until I got permanently banned from Facebook and Instagram, and they took down all of our access, which, by the way, we have filed a lawsuit about 2 weeks ago. It's public knowledge, so I can talk about it. The Disinformation Dozen that was named by the Biden administration had their First, Fourth, and 14th Amendment rights violated. They did torturous interference with contracts, like with Stripe and PayPal. Now more and more is coming out about documents of how they had labeled us domestic terrorists. And so that has become part of our lawsuit to make sure that that gets expunged from our record so that we are no longer being called domestic terrorists. So we don't have a link yet for that. But I know that we're going to be starting a GoFundMe for a lot of the legal bills that will come, because it's going to take a while for this lawsuit that's going on. But if you guys follow COVID and Coffee, the Substack that comes out every day, which is where I get a lot of my newsy news. I love reading Jeff Childers' work. It's Jeff Childers, who's an attorney, and his group of attorneys that actually filed the lawsuit for us for the Disinformation Dozen. And there's seven of the 12 that are actually part of the lawsuit. So it's a really good suit. It was 109 pages, and I think it's longer than that now because they were going to amend it and add some things and refile. So I think it's even longer than that now, and the suit is really quite good. So we're doing this not only to gain back a lot of losses, and Sayer G almost had his whole company, Green Med Info, taken away, and Chris Northrup is part of the suit, and she was really burdened, and so was this little company that we have. And we're hoping to get some of the money back that we lost. But more than anything, we want to make a statement about government interference with freedom of speech. And that's the main emphasis of this lawsuit and what we want to do with it. So you'll be seeing a link from us soon for a GoFundMe page to help support this, all the legal fees that are going to go back and forth once they start into discovery and start doing, depositions and things like that. It's going to be pricey. So we'll need to raise some money for that, even though Jeff and all of his goodness is really doing much of this on a contingency basis. There's still lots of ongoing costs in the meantime, like filing these things in federal court and then depositions and all of those things. So it's a really big deal. And we're really proud, really pr I'm really proud to be part of it, because I think that we really need to make a statement. So that's one of the things that I work on in my spare time. reading one or two books every week, doing all of these podcasts and Substacks that we do, and then being a guest on other people's shows, because we're doing a lot to promote the book right now. And for those of you that haven't gotten the book yet, Zero Accountability in a Failed System, I really hope that you will, that you'll not only get it, you'll read it, because there is so much good information in there. And if you, it's longer than I had thought it was going to be. Once it finally went through the editorial and print process, it's right at about 400 pages. But the most important chapters, if you don't have the time to read all of it, which it's all very important, and I hope you do, because it is a lifetime of learning that have gone into that book. But chapters 15, 14, 15, 16, and 17 are the key points and the really dig into the government nonsense between the PrEP Act, the weaponization of medicine, the electronic medical records, all the different things with Medicare, the Healthy People Program, surveillance, international vaccination networks. There's a lot there. And Dr. Suzanne Humphries wrote the foreword for me, and she said, I thought I knew all this stuff, and then I read your book and found out how much I didn't know. So even somebody as into the vaccine information as Suzanne is, she learned a lot. So I know that those of you who have been following me for a long time, you'll learn a lot. And I'm hoping that we'll get enough of reviews, good reviews, to out on Amazon, because we need somewhere around 500 reviews to be able to post it on Barnes and Noble and a lot of other places, because people don't always like to buy from Amazon. It's convenient. It's where the millions and millions of eyeballs are. So that's why we're selling it there, and we don't have any mechanism to house them, and we don't have a shipping department that ships things out. I mean, when you buy supplements from us, the supplement, off of Shopify, they're shipped out for us. We don't have enough human power to be able to do all that. So I really hope that you guys have bought it. You're starting to read it. If you don't have time to read all of it, please just take in 14, 15, 16, and 17, those chapters. And then chapter 19 is the activist playbook that I don't tell people what to do, but I'm hoping that I will plant enough seeds there to get your, after you've read the material, to get your own mind going to say, wow, I can get involved with this. Not only can I must get involved. Because I just read a post yesterday that there's a new COVID strain coming out of China, and it's already made it to the United States shores. So we're going to start hearing all that nonsense again, especially since Bobby pulled the COVID jab from pregnant women and children. And the typical crowd of Dorit, Resnett is what's her last name? Reddit, I think. And Catherine Edwards, and all of the Offit, Paul Offit, all the general pro-vaccine mouthpieces are already screaming about, oh my gosh, how can you take this away from people? It's like, I guess you like to murder people. There's so much evidence. When I was in Washington, D.C. last week, the main reason that I went down there was I wanted to go to the Senate hearing where Peter McCullough and Aaron Seary and James Thorpe And there were three of the main speakers, and then there was a horrible guy who was the governor from the state of Hawaii that's up for re-election that I hope all you Hawaii people will vote him out. He was big time pro-vaccine, saying, all of these actually lies, to the point where even Senator Johnson said to him, "Do you have anything to back that up?" Like within like from a very incredulous tone. "Do you have anything to back that up?" Which he didn't, which all of the other speakers, the two other, there were two other speakers that I knew one of them. He's an orthopedic surgeon who got one Moderna shot and is totally disabled from it. And he was the physician that started React 19. So he was one of the speakers, and the other physician that was on the panel, I did not know him. And I don't remember his name. But the panel was really good, and Peter McCullough was on fire like he always is. And I talked to him afterwards, and I said, "Peter, you've got such a great memory." And he said, "I work at it every day. I get up at 4 in the morning, I read, I work really hard to, when I read these studies, to put the numbers in my head, to memorize who the authors are." He said, "I work at it every day. It's not that that it just comes naturally." So that's a key to all of us, that we need to work on our brain and our memory every day. And this month, for our Tenpenny Prime members, this month of May has been a big focus on brain health. A lot of our supplements, a lot of our articles, the white paper on that I wrote is that's in the Tenpenny Prime area is there. I did a brand new, I'd never been done before, PowerPoint that was recorded about vaccines and their effects on the brain. And I talked about what can be done about it. But tonight is the night for our Ask the Expert for our Tenpenny Prime members, which is at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's with Dr. Ted Fogarty. Now, Ted, I've known Ted for many, many years. He's actually an invasive radiologist, but he's also an expert in hyperbaric oxygen and hyperbaric oxygen treatments. Has published on it, has spoken to Congress, has been all over the Midwest talking to state governments about the values of hyperbaric oxygen. And that's one of the things we're going to be talking about tonight, because I get a lot of questions about that, about soft-sided chambers versus hard-sided. How many dives should you do? Is 30 minutes long enough, or do I have to do a full hour? And we're also going to talk about a mitochondrial reset and re-stimulating and growing things in your brain. So this is a really important Ask the Expert. And I know that that's for our Tenpenny Prime members. That's just part of your monthly membership or your annual membership that you pay to support us. But all the ones that we've done in January, Dr. Group did thyroid. In February, we had Dr. Malhotra on that did the cardiovascular. In March, we did GI health with Dr. Bashima Williams. In April, we did reproductive health with Kimberly Biss for female health and Dr. Jonathan Bradbort for male health and men's health. All of those webinars were over the moon. We should have had 1,000 people on those webinars. They were so good. So good. And they are available in your portal if you are a Tenpenny Prime member. But if you miss them and you want to go back and listen to them and you want to purchase them, it's $49. You go to shoptenpenny.net and you hover over the education tab, and there's a big panel that drops down that you can see all the things that we've done. That URL again is shoptenpenny.net. Over the education tab, and you can see all these webinars. I'm telling you, they were so good. I learned a lot, and I know my team learned a lot. I know that Diane and Patricia were saying that they were just taking notes copiously when they were listening to all of the Ask the Expert opinions. So I do my very best to bring you people on that Ask the Expert last Wednesday night of the month. At 8 p.m. Eastern time, it'll go for an hour, maybe a little. I ask the expert that's going to be there to plan to block off an hour and a half. It will go for an hour unless we get a lot of questions. If we get a lot of questions, we can go a little bit longer than that. But then it will be housed at if you purchase it, it's $49 to purchase a ticket. And if you can't watch it tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern for whatever reason, maybe you have a church event or graduations are going on right now, maybe there's graduation parties or there's other things that you're doing. As long as you've got the ticket, you can log in and watch it at any time that you want. So please, please, please participate with these. They are very good and very worth your money if you're not a Tenpenny Prime member. But if you are a Tenpenny, it's actually less expensive to become a Tenpenny Prime member and for every month if you're going to be part of these than to buy a ticket. So we also encourage you to become a Tenpenny Prime member. If you go to that same link, shoptenpenny.net, and hover and click on the membership tab, you'll see a big window that will drop down and you'll see all the benefits that you can get from being a Tenpenny Prime member. We really hope to grow this because I can't tell you how much work I personally put into this. I mean, between the white paper, which takes hours and hours and hours of work, and then I put together a really important brand new, never been done before presentations. The one, like I said, in for the month of May was on vaccines that cause that are bad for your brain. Next month, the month of June, is going to be Bone Health Month. Bone health. So it's going to be about your bones and osteopenia, osteoporosis, metastatic bone disease. And I have a layout done for about a 29-slide PowerPoint presentation about vaccines that adversely affect your bones. So you won't want to miss that. And that's part of your Tenpenny Prime membership. And then there's a physician that we are trying to nail down on the date that I'm going to ask to come and talk about bone health and osteopenia. And bones are more than just the structure that holds you up. And the developer of Juvent, microcurrent technology, is going to do a short voiceover recording about the Juvent for us, a little short PowerPoint presentation. And he's going to be doing some things with us, too. We've been promoting the Juvent. I've had a Juvent for 2 years now. Is a question that's come into the Q&A is, do I do my Juvent every day? I have to admit that I don't. But when I did do it every day, I did it every day for about a year. And for the last 6 months, I've loaned it out to a friend of mine who broke her hip in a really, really strange accident. It was over Thanksgiving. She broke her hip because she was riding her horse and a dog came out and spooked the horse. And the horse jumped up a hill and turned sharply to the left and pinned her, like smashed her into a tree. And it broke her hip in like three places. And she spent Thanksgiving in the hospital getting her hip repaired. So I've loaned her my Juvent during, you know, and she said that it was great because she was not allowed to be weight bearing on that hip. So she could stand on the Juvent. She said it fit the walker that I'm using fits right over top of the Juvent. So she could stand on her good right leg and she could rest her left leg, just, you know, no, not weight bearing, but just let it rest, her foot rest on the microplate current. And she said that it healed up her bone so quickly. Her orthopedic doctor said, "What are you doing? What are you taking? What are you doing that this has healed so quickly?" So, and I will be getting that back from her just next week. So I will be getting back on it again because I think that will really help with the strength in my left leg that I'm determined to get rid of. Because when I had the stroke in August of 23, it started in my left leg. And that's the last residual weakness that I have is in my left hamstring and a little bit in my left quads. And so I know that the Juvent will really help with that. So Julia, that kind of answers your questions. You know, what do I really notice? I noticed it a lot. It helped with my brain thinking because I would do brain puzzles while I was standing on it. And the generally recommended time is 20 minutes a day. But I've been told by the person, by Peter Simonson, who actually, he and his brother developed this technology, that 10 minutes is plenty. And and 10 minutes really does the job. And the extra 10 minutes is a bonus to do a little bit more. So while I was standing on it, I was doing, I have a couple of puzzles on my phone that are brain exercises. So while I was getting the vibration, and they have actually trademarked a word called Vitakin for vibration that acts like a vitamin for your bones. So they've trademarked the name Vitakin. So I was getting my dose of Vitakin while I was actually doing some brain training exercises at the same time. So, it's always good to double up when you can, save your time. So, and we do sell the Juvent technology on our website on the drtenpenny.com under the shop. I don't know if Cookie's put that link up there. It is kind of pricey, but it is worth every dime. It really is really worth it. And they offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked, that if you have used it and you haven't found any benefit, that save the box because it's pretty good size. It's probably 3 foot by 3 foot, 3 foot wide by 3 foot long, and maybe 6 inches tall. So it's a pretty good size. Save the box. It comes in a great shipping container. Save the box, and if you don't feel like it's worked, they will give you your money back. But I will tell you that there's a timer on the Juvent, so they can tell whether you've used it or not. If you're trying to claim that I used it and it did nothing for me and I'm no better and my bones are no better, they can tell when you send it back. They can tell if you've used it. How many hours of time over the course of 30 days have you actually used it when they're considering about the money back guarantee because you've had no results. And Peter's shown me a lot of photographs of people that had diabetic ulcers on their ankles, that had very bad lymphedema and swelling in their ankles from congestive heart failure or from other types of lymphatic conditions. And that regular use of the Juvent makes that healed that up and made it go away. People with diabetic neuropathies, which is the numbness and tingling in the bottom of your feet because of advanced diabetes, has really improved with the Juvent. It's made a tool that was designed to improve bone health, so for osteopenia. So it does a lot of overall health benefits. And since next month is about bone health, there's a couple of slides that I've already put into this PowerPoint that I'm going to do that talk about that bone is more than just a skeleton. A bone is what makes your red blood cells. It's what makes your clotting factors. It's a hormone. It makes hormones that circulate in your body for all kinds of strength things. It's an endocrine organ. It's a hormone organ. It's a bone that also makes red blood cells. And when I first started talking to Peter about this, he said something to me that really made me go, He said, for as advanced as what bone is, he said, there is no subspecialty called an osteologist. He said, there's endocrinologist, there's cardiologist, there's gynecologist. But orthopedic surgeons really aren't experts in bone. They're just experts in putting screws into things and putting it back together again after it's broken or removing tumors and things like that. But they are orthopedics is not a subspecialty that looks at all of the different elements that bones have and all the things that are required and needed for bone health, all the different nutrients in that. He said there's he and he had tr he, we had talked about it initially, and the conversation just sort of languished about, wouldn't it be great if we had a subspecialty of osteology so that had somebody that focused on all these different elements that are in conjunction with bone to make sure that our bones are healthy and they're not just the only thing that we concern ourselves with bone health is osteoporosis because it's so much more than that. So those are some of the things we're going to be talking about in the month of June, and which is right around the corner for our Tenpenny Prime members, because the month of June is going to be about bones. And then I'll give you a little heads up. Right now, we're tentatively planning for the month of July to be about eye health and vision. So I want to stress again that for the Tenpenny Prime members, the event tonight, with a live Q&A, a conversation with me and Dr. Ted Fogarty, it's free for you because you've already earned it as being a Tenpenny Prime member. So for your Tenpenny Prime membership, which I believe is like $25 a month, you will get a white paper. The one for reproductive health was almost 30 pages long. And then you'll get a pre-recorded PowerPoint presentation of the month That's part of your membership. That's a benefit. And then you get, as part of your benefit, the Ask the Expert evening that we're doing. That's tonight, as with brain expert Dr. Ted Fogarty. And now is the but you do have to register. Let me see. What did Diane say to me here? You have to do is register to receive the link in the studio. To the studio, you have to register. Even if you are free and you don't have to pay for it, you have to register to get the link to join us at, because we do this on Zoom, and you'll get the link to join us at 8 p.m. Eastern time tonight. So that's what you get. And then there's special things that we do for our members. We send extra surveys. Sometimes there's extra discounts for some things that in our store, either supplements or apparel. Our apparel store, our apparel store, this is from our store. This is one of my favorite cups. It says, God is my king. Tenpenny walk with God.substack.com. God is our king. I have a sweatshirt, a t-shirt, and a mug with this on it because I really love our swag. So I shop, we get our own, we purchase Touchstone things. We use Touchstone products. And I will say that I have been using the Parasite product where you do 10 drops twice a day, which is actually a dropper full twice a day for 3 weeks on and 1 week off. Well, I just finished my 1 week off, and what a difference in a negative way for not being on that Parasite cleanse. I mean, the 3 weeks that I was on it, I'll be totally honest, I did it at least once a day. I didn't always get the second dose in, so I did it at least once a day in the morning, and it's really tasty. You know, sometimes these Parasite cleanses are just rank, and they just, or they're just pills, and you just one more pill to swallow. But this is a dropper. It's a liquid, and it tastes like cloves. You know, it has cloves in it. It has cloves and wormwood and walnut bark and all the different things that you take for Parasite cleanses. But the outstanding flavor that you can really taste is the cloves. So it's not offensive. It's easy to take, kind of easy to remember because it tastes good. And for those 3 weeks, I was super regular and no efforts and no constipation and all those things. And the week that I've been off, and now it's on back order. It's been so popular. It's on back order. And I guess that they've just got their stock in the last week. I haven't been so much so. It hasn't been so much so. And I hope that's not too much information. But I wanted to share with you that taking this product, this ParaShield, that you can order, and you can get your first bottle. I think it's on the website, Cookie. I think you get the first bottle for $18 if you haven't ordered it before. 18 or 15, I don't remember. She can post it up there. It's really good stuff. And you do 3 weeks on, 1 week off. That's considered one cycle.
And it's 15, Dr. T.
It's 15? Okay, great.
Yes.
$15 for your first bottle, and Cookie just put the link up in there through there. So you do 3 weeks on, 1 week off, that you allow the parasites or whatever, the eggs to hatch is the theory. And the 3 weeks on and the 1 week off is considered a cycle. And you do three of those cycles. So you may want to order, you know, get your first bottle at a discount, put it on the auto ship. And then you can get your second and third bottles that you'll need it. And they recommend doing those three cycles at least twice a year. So I think it's a really good product. I personally have experienced really good health, good results with it. I know that the other people on the team have used it. And so we buy from our own store. We buy our own products. We support all these different things that are coming out that support our company, but we walk where we talk is what we do. So I don't have any more questions in the Q&A, Cookie. Do you have any that are out there?
Yes, I have two for you.
Okay.
So Susie's asking, what is the best way to control blood pressure without taking blood pressure medication that have so many side effects?
Well, that's a very long answer, because the first thing you need to do is to figure out why your blood pressure's up. Now, what is happening in your diet? What is missing from your nutrients? What is missing from your lifestyle, maybe exercise and things like that? What's causing your blood pressure to go up? And then when you, and if you identify that and the blood pressure comes down, then you don't need any more anything. But really, one of the things that has really worked for a lot of people is CardioMiracle. And we haven't talked about CardioMiracle in a while, but CardioMiracle has all of the right stuff in it, and it's as organic as they can possibly get it. And it's one scoop once or twice a day that increases the nitric oxide in your system, which is a natural vasodilator. And you can get that by going to cardiomiracle.com/DRT, which is our link, which is cardiomiracle.com/DRT, because CardioMiracle does so many different things for your health. It's good for your brain, it's good for your heart, it's good for your kidneys. So I would say that would be the first place to start. And then in addition to CardioMiracle, I would add some omega-3s, because omega-3s keep your arteries flexible, so that you don't end up with hardening of the arteries, which will make your blood pressure go up. And because omega-3s are not inside of CardioMiracle, it's a good thing to combine with that. So you can do CardioMiracle, omega-3s, and then I would also recommend some extra D and K, and that's one a product that we have in our store. It's a little tiny yellow pill that I take every day. It's got 5,000. I use a D, and I think like 180 micrograms of K combined. And it's really important to take the D and the K together, because the K keeps your arteries flexible, and it stops the stickiness of the inside of your arteries. So those three products together, the CardioMiracle, omega-3s, and I think we had a special on omega-3 this week, of things that were going on. I think it was in our Friday favorites. There is a special on our omega-3 products, which I love our OptiOmega. I usually can't take omega-3s because I burp them, then they get that awful fishy taste. But these are one of the freshest omega-3s to the market. They manufacture it right at the place, and it doesn't sit on the shelf very long. And so the omega-3s are really good. They're a pretty large size caplet, and I take those every day. And so with the omega-3, with the CardioMiracle, which I take almost every day, and then the vitamin D and K, which I saw Cookie just posted the link up there, the vitamin D and K. Can you read that link, Cookie? Can you see it? Are you there?
Yeah, it's kind of hard when you're reading the link because what it is shoptenpenny.net/products/DRT100042, which will take you straight to that product. But if you just go to shoptenpenny.net and click on the supplement tab, it'll take you to all the supplements, and you have a little search bar that you can just put in what you're looking for, and it'll give you all of the options with that in it.
Perfect. That's even better. And the same thing with, didn't we have a link this week for the, oh, it was in my Substack. It was for the Opti Omega. There was a, it was in my Substack. I think it was 15% off with the code DRT for omega-3s for this week. So those are the things that I would recommend for naturally working for supplements and things, working with your blood pressure. And then also, like I already said, trying to figure out why your blood pressure is going up. Is it heavy metals? Do you need to add some heavy metal detox? Do you need to add some exercise? Is it a food intolerance that's causing a reaction that's making your blood pressure go up? And there's lots of things to think about when it comes to high blood pressure. But those are the things I would start with for cardiovascular and blood pressure health. Got another one out there, Cookie?
Yes, I have two more. Judy is asking, what can someone do to help with immune disorder disease and chronic fatigue?
Well, again, I say the same thing about that. Why do you have that? I mean, what started it? And looking at the underlying root cause of what caused your immune system to turn on its head and start to react, and then address that first. Address that by detoxing. If it was, a COVID jab, any of those things for a COVID jab, and maybe heavy metals, maybe a food reaction. I mean, what caused your, immune system to go awry? Because when the way that God created us, he didn't create our system to just suddenly not like itself and start attacking itself. Something made that happen. So always looking for underlying root cause, address that first, and then turn down the inflammatory. Anything that's going to turn down inflammation is going to help your immune system in that inflammatory process. So turmeric is a good choice. The omega-3s that we talked about earlier is a really good choice. Turmeric is the most studied herb in the world. I mean, there's more studies published about the good effects of turmeric, and another one is ashwagandha, is an herb. And both of those are available through our site, but the turmeric is available on our site also. And both of those are really, really good for anything that you've got in your body that has to do with inflammation and anything that's autoimmune. Number one, look for root cause. And number two is to look for, as to turn down inflammation. Next question, Cookie.
Okay, we have Ramona asking, in conjunction with everything you just said, is CardioMiracle something that can be taken for cholesterol buildup in the arteries, or is something like turmeric or ginger better to help address that?
Really, I'm not quite sure I understand about cholesterol buildup in the arteries. Are you just mostly talking about an elevated cholesterol level? Can you?
Not sure I can ask her to elaborate.
Okay. Because an elevated cholesterol level is primarily driven by diet. And the thing that drives up cholesterol levels is really not fat. And we've learned that. And I talked about that a lot for our 10-Penny Prime members when I had Dr. Malhotra on in February, the cardiologist, he's the UK equivalent of Peter McCullough. And we talked about cholesterol really goes up because of the amount of sugar that you have in your diet. And we've talked about that in my office with my patients forever. It's sugar, particularly white sugar, but also any type of sugar product, high fructose corn syrup, fructose, maltose, white sugar primarily, gets converted into fats, gets stored in your body, and that is what drives up your cholesterol levels. So if you're talking about a high cholesterol level, it's eliminate the simple carbohydrates from your diet and increase the roughage. Increase lettuce and things that you got to crunch and chew. That's what I always say about like roughage in your diet to lower the cholesterol. It's diet, diet, diet when it comes to cholesterol is better than any sort of products. But I will tell you one product that really does help to balance out your blood sugar, the Gluco Control from Touchstone Essentials. The Gluco Control, I take one of those every day about 3 o'clock in the afternoon when I take their other product called Boost, because it takes the munchies out. So in the evening I get kind of munchy and I don't want to feel that way. So I take a Gluco Control in the afternoon. And I also take two of their products called Boost because I'm coffeed out. I don't want to drink any more coffee in the afternoon. It's just like, I don't want to do that. But I'm feeling kind of sleepy and I need to be alert. So they've got a product. Touchstone Essentials has a product called Boost. And I love that product. And most all of us on the team take it in the middle of the afternoon when you start to feel kind of saggy. I know Michelle has told me before she takes one. I take two. On the bottle, it says take three, but you can try it and see which ones work for you. But it gives it it's not a jolt. It's not like, whoa, I'm wide awake. It doesn't like that. But you can just feel the rheostat turn up, that the cobwebby, fatiguey sort of feeling from your brain goes away. And so that really helps. And another thing that helps with triglycerides and helps to balance out your cholesterol is a product called bergamot. Bergamot. And we have that in the store too. It's kind of yellow. It's a bright yellow pill. I take two of those after dinner every night to sort of balance out and help to digest the fats in the meat that I'm eating because I eat a lot of beef. And bergamot is available in the store too. Or the Gluco Control, to balance out your blood sugar, and so you don't get the peaks and valleys, you don't get hungry, and you don't overeat, and you don't have the munchies. And then Boost is another product that I really like it, and I travel with it and just have it around for when I'm starting to feel like, oh, I feel like I need a nap. I'll go take a drink, a big glass of water, and take two of the Boosts, and it really does help to wake up your brain. Anything
and
else?
Dr. T, just for those that are listening, if they're looking to read up on the glucose control, it's a bit.ly link. It's bit.ly/gluco10. That's GLUCO, and then the number is 10. And the Boost Fuel is also a bit.ly link. It's bit.ly/BoostFuel. BoostFuel.
And you won't go wrong with those. And I see the first bottle of glucose control is only $10. And so that, and that, I think there's some 60 tabs in there. So that will last you for a couple months. You only need to take one of those a day. And the Boost Fuel, like I said, Michelle, you said that when she takes one, she usually only takes one, and that's enough for her. She's pretty tiny, so when it kind of works for her. And then I take two. You know, I take two. I don't know that I've ever taken the three. I think maybe I did one time just to test it, to see if the benefit was more or the same with three, and it was the same with two, and it was with three. So save a little bit of money by only taking two pills instead of three. And so that bit.ly link, Boost Fuel, you can read about it. It's really, really good stuff. Anything else out there, Cookie?
Just one more. Julia put a question in the Q&A. It says, what to do about a teenage athlete that just broke his ankle for the second time?
The same ankle?
Not sure. Julia, can you specify? Yes, the same ankle.
Oh, he probably needs to have a little further evaluation about that. He may need to have a bone scan to make sure that there isn't some sort of tumor, underlying tumor underneath there. Or he really wasn't ready to go back to sports, and that's why it broke for the second time. But there's a product, you know, the Juvent would work great for that. You know, after he got a bone scan to make sure that there wasn't any underlying pathology that's underneath there, or if not a bone scan, an MRI, if he hasn't had one of those, a bone scan is probably better. To look at the bone integrity. Juvent would really help with strengthening that bone. That would be a really important tool to maybe add for overall bone health, not just the one that was broken twice. And then I think that there's a product inside of our store that it might be called OptiBone. We used to have it. I don't know. Cookie might have to look and see if it's still there. It came in a big box, and you pulled out these morning and evening supplements, and it was everything you needed for bone health. It had omega-3s, boron, calcium, magnesium, strontium. Strontium is really important for bone health integrity. But you take strontium and calcium, magnesium separately. You don't take them at the same time because they are absorbed through the same channels. And if you're taking them at the same time, you sort of compete. It's like two big things trying to get through the same door. So you don't get full absorption of both of them. Magnesium, calcium, boron about 3 milligrams twice a day. Some strontium is really important. Borax in terms of soaks would be a really good thing. But I would want to know a little bit more about the quality of his bones overall. Because as a young boy with lots and lots of testosterone strengthens bone health. To make sure that his testosterone levels are high, check vitamin D, calcium, magnesium levels. Red blood cell magnesium is the best form of magnesium test to get. It's just a regular blood test, but it has to be specified as red blood cell magnesium because magnesium lives inside of your cells. And there's a very delicate balance between the amount of magnesium in your blood and the amount of magnesium in your cells. And most of it is stored in your cells. So by the time if you get a magnesium level out in the bloodstream that it's lowered, you've lost probably 80% of the magnesium in your body. So the best way to find out what your true magnesium level is a red blood cell magnesium. And then I would get a vitamin D level on him too, which is 25-OH vitamin D. You can actually order those tests yourself, and I need to follow up and get that link set up on our site. In fact, I'm not going to talk about that. There are ways that you can order your own blood tests that you don't have to get them through a doctor. And we will follow up with that with you maybe next week and tell you how that can be. But I think finding out about what's missing from his diet and integrity of his bones, I think is really important. Anything else?
That's all I have in terms of questions. I did look at the shop. There were three options for OptiBone. There's OptiBone Health, OptiBone Matrix Support, and OptiBone Advanced Health. And so I put all of them there in the chat for Jillian, who asked that question. And again, if anyone else is looking for any of the supplements on Dr. T's shop, you can go to shop10penny.net. And when you go onto that site, you'll see on the top black horizontal bar, there's an option that says supplements. You can click on all supplements and just use the search bar. It's the easiest way to find everything you're looking for.
And we've got these two sites now, and I just want to make a comment about this because we're building and growing at shop10penny.net, which I really don't like that site, that name, but we're stuck with it. It's shop10penny.net is we're building all kinds of things over there with our store and our webinars and our educational products, but that connects with Shopify, and we can't house our videos over there. So dr10penny.com is where the videos are. And so your membership to Shop, if you're all been a long-standing membership, you can still log into that membership portal through dr10penny.com. If you're brand new to supporting us and you want to become a 10penny Prime member, the best place to register for that is shop10penny.net. Click on the membership tab and you can see where you can join. And when you join with an email, and make sure that you write that down, or it's an email that you use for a lot of things you register for, because when you log back into that site, you will have to use that email list or that email that you use to register. And I would say that most of our customer support questions that come in about the membership, that I can't get logged in, I can't get logged in, are because when you signed up to become a 10penny Prime member with an email address, you have to use that email address. And many times all of us have multiple email addresses, what we use for different things, and someone is trying to log in with the incorrect email. And I would say that's probably one of the biggest complaints in our customer service area, that people complain that they can't get into the website, or they can't get into their member portal, is because they're not using the correct email address. So write that down, or know it's saved somewhere that you can get into your site from that. Anything else you want to add to that, Cookie?
Nope, I think you covered it well enough.
Okay. Okay, well, I want to just mention one more time, tonight is our live Q&A event with me and Dr. Ted Fogarty talking about brain health, resetting your mitochondria for better brain health, and HBOT, some really big tips about uses of hyperbaric oxygen and all the different things that you can use for Alzheimer's and dementia and things like that. We're going to be talking about those tonight. And it's at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If you are a 10penny Prime member, you still need to just register. It doesn't cost you anything, but you need to register so that you will get an email. You will get the link to join us at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll go from e mark your calendars from 8 to about 9:30. If we don't get a lot of questions, we will end sooner than that. But that is tonight, and it's really a big deal. And it's I'm really glad that Ted agreed to do this. I've known Ted for probably 15 years, and so but he's really smart, he's super chatty, and he's full of information. So bring your questions because it is a live Q&A. He'll do a little presentation. We've got a list of things we're going to cover, but be sure that you bring your questions so that it becomes more personal and more valuable to you. So since there's no more questions in the Q&A, I want to thank everybody for who's joining us today live and is going to be watching this in the future. We thank you for joining us and learning about the things that we have available for you as a Tenpenny Prime member and also through our store. We didn't talk today about anything about I talked a little bit about our apparel with my mugs that we actually use from there. But anything that you do from us is greatly appreciated. And it helps to keep us doing all the things that we do, the 5 podcasts a week, the 7 Substacks a week. And I know a lot of people say, well, we get way too many emails. Well, just to delete them. Just delete them. I don't know why people get cranked out about that. I have 13 email addresses and I get hundreds of emails a day. And I click on the ones that I want to read that are of interest and I just delete the rest. So it's kind of the same thing. And the same thing with our advertisements inside of our Substack. It's just like when you read a magazine, there's always advertisements in there. And the ones that catch your eye, you look at and maybe buy from. And those that don't, you just keep on going. It's not that big of a deal. So I want to appreciate everybody for joining us for our little coffee clatch. I hope you found this interesting and a good way to start your day. And that we will be back here, same place, same time next Wednesday morning. And in the meantime, I want to close out with one of my favorite verses from the Bible that I close all my podcasts with, whether they are live or pre-recorded, which is Romans 12, 12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, be persistent in prayer. Until the next time, remember to lean into God, trust Him for everything. He won't let you down. We hope to see you tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern for our special event with Dr. Ted Fogarty, and we hope that you buy my book. And that, we'll talk to you again next week. Have a great week, everybody. Goodbye, and God bless.
Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch within our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years. Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off. We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our Opti line, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero, could be worth nothing. You might even not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity and they are great with customer service.
To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-drt. That's bit.ly/gold-silver-drt.